With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities say a man who was involved in a human smuggling operation has been shot and wounded Tuesday in exchange with gunfire with U.S. Border Patrol. That after he fired at a federal helicopter. FBI agents returned fire, striking the man. He has been hospitalized and undergone surgery. FBI Phoenix Special Agent in Charge, Heath Junkie, says that Patrick Gary Schlegel has had surgery.
While reacting to an active alien smuggling matter, CBP agents came into contact with the subject. During the attempt to apprehend him, the subject used a firearm to shoot at a manned CBP helicopter. The subject continued to flee on foot while being pursued by CBP agents who returned fire.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nano says he understands why some residents want to protest over this Border Patrol-involved shooting coming just after the events in Minneapolis.
I clearly understand the sensitivity of these types of events in today's world and climate. I too get upset just like our citizens when you see something that you think is just really, wow, that couldn't happen. That's my profession and we don't do that.
Many people are wondering, will it ever end? Millions still trying to dig out, move forward, just hoping and praying for warmer weather. Much of the eastern half of the nation still very cold. In Arkansas, landscaping foreman David Neisonger says it's taking a lot of time to clear enough snow so businesses can finally get open.
I've spent 2 hours just clearing two parking spots with a piece of heavy equipment and open up an entrance closest to it, you know. Just there's no traction because it's so slippery.
This is SRN News. A new poll concerning abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration says the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. Hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which had been press 3 option for 988 callers, in order to prioritize all help, those who need help. LGBT people will still be able to call and discuss their problems. They just won't have a special number. This is SRN News. UPS planning to cut some 30,000 jobs and reduce the number of Amazon shipments that it handles.
The job cuts will be made through voluntary buyout offers for full-time drivers and through attrition. In a regulatory filing in October, UPS said that it had already cut 34,000 operational positions and closed 93 buildings during the first 9 months of 2025. The company also says it is officially retiring its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11 cargo planes after a deadly crash in Louisville, Kentucky that killed the crew and at least a dozen people on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Advocacy group has moved its doomsday clock to 85 seconds until midnight, saying the Earth is closer than ever to destruction. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists cites threats from nuclear war as well as other problems. More details, srnnews.com.